Well, now I'm going to tell you a complete story. And this is a story, a particular story, and I have to tell it. I tell this story every time I tell stories to any age, whether it's the youngest children right through to the grown-ups. And it's a particular story because it's the very first one I ever wrote or told. And I'll tell you exactly how it happened. I was on holiday in Cornwall in 1939, and a group of children with my son, aged four, played regularly together on the sands, and one morning they started getting silly and flinging sand about. I said, look, that's dangerous. Sit down, the lot of you. I'm going to tell you a story. Well, they didn't think that was at all a good idea. But they sat down and I told them this ridiculous story about a cow. And it kept them still and made them laugh. And one of the mothers there said, look, you must write that story down. It's got something. Well, during the war, I was in hospital, so I wrote it down and I sent it home. And then even my wife said she thought it was quite good. And that was something, wasn't it? And I went back to my camp in the RAF and they were broadcasting a concert. I was in it. They said, have you written anything else? I said, well, I've written a children's story. So they said, well, will you tell it to me? So I solemnly had to sit down all by myself in front of the chap from the BBC and tell him my story about the cow. But he said, right, we'll have that, and any more like it you care to write. And I told it on television, and on radio, sorry, then, and that was the first time I ever reached a wider audience than my own family. Now, that story's been my mascot ever since. And this is true. As I tell it to you now, it will be the 838th time I've told it since I left my home in England at the beginning of last year. And I never get tired of telling it, although it's a ridiculous story.